Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started.
Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. Before we get to today's episode, I have some logistics I'd like to talk to you about. We are in our eighth season, our eighth year, and this will be our 328th episode. My great sound editor, Chris Rod, and I have been cranking these out every week on Tuesday for a very long time now. The only break we ever take is over the holiday season. However, I'm in need of a bit more flexibility right now. I have a lot going on outside this podcast, which I will speak more about later in the season, but I need to be released from the every Tuesday deadline. I'm looking out a bit and seeing that I don't think I can sustain this pace this season. I don't want to do a bunch of Base Camp classic reruns, nor short format fire starters like my episode today. So what are some solutions? Go every 2 weeks, release when I'm able to. As much as I have liked saying that we're a Tuesday show, I think most of our listeners subscribe to the show and see the new episodes in the feed when they open their podcast app. That's what I do with my shows that I follow. So I think that a loose flow with no specific day of the week will work well. That gives Chris and I a bit more flexibility on how and when we put out new content. And I do this with some mixed feelings as a writer. I recognize that having a weekly deadline and a desire to put out quality content has driven my creativity. Without a deadline in place, can I keep inspired and productive? God willing, I am betting that I can. And when I have an interview and episode ready for Tuesday, that is when I will publish. If the episode is ready on Thursday instead or Friday, then that's when it will go out. And I think I can do this and not have a big lull in content coming your way. And to be clear, I'm not burned out of doing the show. Quite the contrary. I love doing it and plan on doing it for a very long time, or at least as long as Chris is riding shotgun with me. I just need a better flow than forcing an episode out because Tuesday is rapidly approaching again. There will be many new episodes coming in the months ahead, but I need to get off this every Tuesday train for now. Thank you for your understanding, Base Campers. Well, we are coming up to our great nation's 250th birthday and hosting the World Cup with our brothers and sisters to the North and South, which has been a smashing success, and D.C. is getting ready to host a big blowout celebration. Have you seen all these European, Aussies, Asians, and African tourists raving about our great nation? There's some great videos on Instagram where the World Cup fans are talking about how great America is. They're raving about the food and the land and how beautiful it is here, and the people and how gracious they've been to the visitors. It doesn't surprise me. The interesting thing is that many have commented that the America they see on social media is a lot different than being here and seeing it and meeting the people in real time. Social media, with all its collectivists and anti-American bots, can paint an unflattering picture of a group of good people or even a whole nation. I hope all sorts of Americans can see their country through the lens of these tourists who are loving America. America is not perfect. We never claimed it was, but to not recognize Lady Liberty and the global appeal our country, its people, our land have on the rest of the world is to be woefully ignorant of the great gift that is America. My sense is that there are lots of Americans from all political orientations that absolutely love America and do not want to live anywhere else. But the propaganda from the far-left Marxists have taught a generation or two to be ashamed of Lady Liberty. Authors like Howard Zinn and Noam Chomsky, both known Jewish Communist Party members, have had a pervasive and toxic influence on the mind of our young people in university. Zinn, with his People's History of the United States, a book that makes no attempt at objective truth and can only be described as a distorted, manipulative, and plain dishonest history of our great nation. In fact, it would be more accurate to call Zinn's quote-unquote history book to be a polemic with a misleading title than an actual history book. Even Zinn himself saw it as such. Yet, because of the Marxist influence in our universities, it is still taught as an honest history class. It's strange, huh? And Noam Chomsky, a man who made no distinction between the American Republic and the CIA, claiming every black op the CIA executed, drug running, political assassinations, fixing elections, seeding counterinsurgencies around the globe, were happening because America was evil. He never mentions, not once in all of his books, that the CIA was and is an arm of the deep state. The cycle psychopathic globalist crime syndicate and that the CIA represented them, not us. The CIA has never been an extension of the American Republic. They do the bidding of the globalists and the central bankers, full stop. So clearly one of the goals of these Marxist manifestos is to have young people have shame for their nation and their history. You know how we fight back? By declaring loud and proud how much we love America and all she represents. There really is no other place like it. I have a story to share with you back when Lisa and I lived in New York City. We had some good friends there that were European, Austrians to be exact, who were in the process of becoming Americans. And when I asked the husband what he loved about America, he thought for a few moments and then said, you know, the greatest thing for me is that if you have an entrepreneurial idea in Europe and start to talk about it with your friends, they will quickly tell you all the ways it can't work, won't work, won't be allowed by the government. And after a couple of weeks of these kinds of conversations, your inspiration for the idea is dead. However, in America, it's the opposite. If you share your idea with people, they will get excited for you. They will start to put you in touch with other people that can help you with your vision. The inspiration grows and you have a fighting chance to turn your dream into reality. And that is why people come here. That is what people really want, a chance at seeing if they can manifest an inspiring dream and life for themselves and their loved ones. I love this. So all you American patriots out there on the right, center, and left, yes, we know there's lots of Democrat patriots out there who love the country but don't like President Trump. And all who live around the world who love freedom and what America represents in our hearts and souls, even the Marxist losers and haters, wink, wink. Let's remember how lucky we are to live here and count ourselves as Americans. Everyone around the world wants a chance to live here and see what they can do with their lives. So don't take her for granted, for this is still the land of opportunity. Opportunity and everyone knows it. Grab your favorite beverage or two or three, buy yourself some fireworks, pull up a lawn chair, and let's celebrate that Lady Liberty has made it 250 years in this great experiment. And let's do our part that future generations will have a chance to celebrate 300 or 350 years with the same love and reverence that so many of us do. Happy birthday, America. We love you. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Basecamp for Men.